Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Researchers found that in-app advertising is set to rapidly grow in popularity in the Asia-Pacific region. A French company that provides software to e-commerce businesses has expanded into the UK, and Pinterest has now 150 million monthly active users. Research by Criteo and WBR Digital has found that in-app advertising is set to rapidly grow in popularity in the Asia-Pacific region at the expense of mobile web display advertising. The study asked senior marketers what the highest priority mobile ad tactics were currently and also for the next 12 to 18 months. It found that mobile web display advertising is currently by far the most popular tactic, with 52% saying it was their highest priority tactic. This was followed by in-app advertising, which was cited by 19% of respondents, native advertising, which was favored by 17%, and video and interstitial ads, which came in at 9 and 3% respectively. Looking 12 to 18 months into the future, however, marketers had shifted their priorities. The proportion prioritizing mobile web display advertising had shrunk to just 37%, whereas in-app advertising had surged to 30%. Native advertising saw a small drop in popularity, and video advertising saw a similarly small rise. The visual search engine Pinterest now has 150 million monthly active users, a staggering 50% increase on this time last year. Pinterest's user base is also becoming more diverse, with more people outside the US, more young people, and more men joining the site. 75% of new signups are from people outside of the US, with non-Americans now making up just over half of Pinterest's users. Furthermore, 40% of the new signups are now from men, breaking down the perception that Pinterest is only for women or businesses targeting the female population. In a blog post on the company's website, Pinterest also revealed that there are now 75 billion pins on the site, with three quarters of these being published by businesses. Soclos, a French company that provides software to e-commerce businesses, has expanded into the UK. Soclos provides software services such as click and collect, click and reserve, cross-channel refunds, unified stock, and express payments. With recent research conducted by the company finding that two-thirds of Europeans are unsatisfied with their online shopping experiences, Soclos hopes that it'll be able to simplify processes for e-commerce companies and improve the user experience for online shoppers. A spokesperson from the company commented on its expansion into the UK, saying, "We're looking forward to bringing our vision of the future of retail as a convergence between online and in-store to British brands." The Ugandan government is due to launch a free Wi-Fi initiative at the end of the month. The scheme will allow residents in the cities of Kampala and Entebbe to access wireless internet for free between the hours of 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. on weekdays and for slightly longer at weekends. The privacy rights group Unwanted Witness Uganda has expressed concerns, however, about the fact that users will have to surrender a raft of personal information in order to log into the Wi-Fi network. In order to use the Wi-Fi, users must provide their full name, gender, date of birth, email address, and mobile number. Unwanted Witness Uganda is therefore concerned that the government will use the Wi-Fi network to spy on its citizens and identify individuals expressing anti-government sentiments. These fears are not unfounded. The independent organization Human Rights Watch has previously voiced concerns about violations of freedom of association, assembly, and expression in the country. And finally, Facebook has announced that its instant articles will now be able to support 360 photos and videos. Facebook instant articles are articles that use very lightweight code and have extremely fast loading times. It hopes that by introducing 360 photos and video capabilities, it'll make content more immersive for readers and allow publishers to connect with their readers in a more interesting way. 360 photos and videos are those which can be viewed in 360 degrees by the reader either tilting the smartphone or clicking and dragging the image. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.